Stephanie McCain is also known as Miss Chattanooga and is speaking with me about her reign and the nonprofit organization she promotes while representing our city. You are Miss Chattanooga for 2015. When did you earn your crown?
I earned my crown back in July. It was a couple of weeks after Miss Tennessee, and I was doubting whether or not I was going to get involved in the pageant circuit again, but I just felt led to, and I'm so glad this has been the most rewarding year.
Well, in addition to, of course, your tiara and your lovely sashes and things like that, what else does this provide for you?
First and foremost, the Miss America organization is the largest scholarship provider for women, and it's also the largest scholarship provider for women in the state of Tennessee. So I was able to pay for all of my graduate school this year because of scholarships that I won last year at the Miss Tennessee pageant. So first and foremost, it provides scholarships. And then about 5 years ago, I started a nonprofit organization called Teachers International, and our domestic division is called Clauses of Love. We've grown so much, probably doubled in size this year, just because of the support of the community, and it definitely has raised awareness about the impact that clothes can have in people's lives.
Closets of Love automatically kind of implies to me that you're providing clothing for people in need.
Yes. Yes, when I was 8 years old, my mother and I moved in with my grandparents with only two suitcases. And a lot of the clothes that came were from people in the community or external family members, and it really made me feel loved at a time when my parents were going through a divorce. And so I wanted to be able to be there for children. And even some moms come and say, I haven't had clothes in 3 years for myself. And so it's just a way for us to love on people and to remind people that they still have value.
Your nonprofit organization, does it accept donations of clothing or is it new clothing?
Yeah, we accept donations. We're actually going to have a clothing drive on May 9th at South Chattanooga Recreation Center. And we have two drop-off spots, one at the YMCA on Hamilton Place and also Splash Salon right here in Chattanooga. So you can drop off your clothes. You can get a tax-deductible receipt if you email us, which you can check our website out at closetsoflove.com. And so we love just to, you know, get clothes that people can't wear anymore and reuse them. So make sure those clothes that you're not wearing will be worn.
How do you find the families that need the clothes for your Closets of Love?
We like to connect with community organizations. I am totally against reinventing the wheel. There are people in the Chattanooga community that are already doing great work. So what we do is we send out flyers to DCS or we send out flyers to the Salvation Army and say, hey, we're giving out clothes. If you know someone that needs them, come to us. We send out flyers to churches. So we try to let the community know, hey, if you know someone that needs something, come to us. And then that's how we reach them.
You also have another event coming up that's a little bit less about giving clothes and is about having a good time.
One of the duties of Miss Chattanooga is being an ambassador for Erlanger Children's Hospital and the Children's Miracle Network there. So I am hosting a bowling tournament called Bowl for Miracle. I grew up bowling. I love bowling. Everyone loves bowling. So it's a great way to have fun. Your family can come out. It's a family event. But then also all the donations go straight to the Children's Miracle Network and help children in the Chattanooga area and their families pay for their medical expenses. So it's a win-win.
What are the details on that?
It will be at Holiday Bowl Brainerd on April 25th. Registration starts at 11:15 and bowling starts at 12. If you've ever been to a bowling tournament, you know, you come early so you can get ready and practice. And then at 12 o'clock, we just start bowling. And it just goes, there's door prizes. It'll be a fun time. Some of my sister crowns are coming, so we'll be there and signing autographs. So it's just a great way to have fun with your family at Holiday Bowl Brainerd on April 25th, but then still help children in need at the same time.
Now, I noticed you are wearing a sash. You look absolutely gorgeous, definitely well manicured and beautiful. Is that a requirement for your everyday?
Well, let me tell you, before I got involved with pageants, I was the biggest tomboy. I did not wear makeup. I did not do my hair. And not saying that it's a prerequisite for being a beautiful woman, but pageants really allow my inner beauty to show on my outside and allow me to be proud of myself and allow me to embrace the beauty that sometimes I didn't even think that I was beautiful growing up. But now that I see that, hey, I'm confident, and so I'm going to portray that on the outside. So the makeup's just the outer portrayal of what's going on the inside.
What's the next step beyond Miss Chattanooga?
Well, in June, the third week of June, all 36 of us local contestants will compete for Miss Tennessee in Jackson. And so it's going to be my last year. I age out after this year. So it's my last chance to go and to compete for Miss Tennessee. But Miss Tennessee travels 80,000 miles throughout her reign and speaks sometimes to 5 to 6 schools a day. And that's something that's very dear to my heart. I want to empower kids that, hey, it doesn't matter where you grew up or what your economic situation is. You can be whatever you want to be. And I just want to tell my story. So that's my draw. Hopefully I win. If not, I will continue what I do with my nonprofit and spread that love anyway.
Do you have a website?
I do. It's closetsoflove.com.
And do you have a personal website for your pageantry?
I'm on social media. Of course, all 20-somethings are on social media. So you can check me out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Definitely will appreciate your likes.
For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.